What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I tell the story about New Orleans later? All right. We get that green light, Carl. That's a good one.
It is. I'm glad you asked. Usually you just go there.
I think it was before you got married anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, it's it. Chris, real quick, as we get to the dog report, we'll tell you what's going on.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're down in New Orleans for a Falcons game, the Hoff trustee, and so Akeem, my buddy, who kind of looks like a poor man's Charles Barkley. We actually did have him signing kids' basketballs one time at the Frog in Billerica. We were coming around the bend. The kids goes, is that Charles Barkley? We're all smoking cigars.
You bet.
I go, please don't hassle him, okay?
No.
The next hole, they show up with basketballs. So he's looking online on his phone. What does a Charles Barkley autograph look like? But anyway, we're down in New Orleans, and he'd hooked up with a young lady, and he couldn't get her out of the hotel room.
Oh, and so, I am glad you asked before you told the story.
Yeah, he's on the phone. And so I land in New Orleans, and I call Brian. I go, hey, where's Aki? He goes, he's at the airport. I go, I thought he flew in yesterday. Yeah, long story. Anyway, met this lady friend, couldn't get rid of her. And the only way he could get out of the situation was for her to drive him back to the airport and pretend he was leaving New Orleans.
Wow. You know what? Congratulate, because you know what that means?
Oh, I know what that means.
Yes, you know what that means?
I know what that means.
That's a damn good job.
Keep putting in work, son.
That's what that means.
Quite the effort.
I can't even laugh. I keep putting in work.
You know, that was a life-changing experience.
I mean, how good do you have to be to fake your own disappearance to get out of a situation? You know,
I'm just saying.
Kudos.
And that was
Can you imagine, baby, I don't want you to leave. but I got friends waiting on me. Can I go with you? No, I mean, we're going to go out to eat. I want to go with you.
Well, you know what the exit strategy needs to be? You know what you tell? You'd be like, babe, just do me a favor. Go down the hall, get me a Gatorade and some ice, and come back.
She had the car, though, right? Is that what
I don't even know what this was. All I know is the guy we're supposed to hang out with, he actually, even though he got to New Orleans 24 hours before me, gets to the hotel 5 hours after me. So you figure that out.
Can you imagine? All right, baby, I need you to drop me off at the airport. Oh, you're leaving? Yeah, I got to fly out. Soon as you get dropped off, you're just standing there on the curb waiting for her to leave so you can get another ride back in the town.
It's like that episode, the second season of The Sopranos,
yes.
when Gigi has to shoot Parisi's brother. It's so same thing. He's got an empty suitcase. Goes right through the revolving door at Newark Airport.
Oh,
oh man. On that note, let's talk about the dogs.
Vincent Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Hey, man, this hour the program is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. By the way, Aki's kid, I think he's in like the 150th height percentile. He's like, how old is he now? What is he, 8? 9, yeah. And the kid is like 6 foot. Is he leaning towards Georgia Tech or Georgia? I'll hang up and
he's
listen.
Already been offered.
I hope he's got a jump shot. You better work on that. We talked to, again, who was the young man we had on yesterday from Georgia, the point guard?
Silas.
Silas Damaris, a great kid. That interview's online, by the way. Huge game for Georgia this weekend against Auburn. I know they got beat by Tennessee, but they're 2-2 in the SEC. And as you brought up yesterday, talking to Silas, the SEC is stacked.
It is. It's loaded with quality teams that have a real chance to win the national championship.
Right.
From Florida to Tennessee to obviously Auburn, who's the number one team in the country. Georgia, as we said, is ranked. You know, there's Kentucky. I mean, it's just and the crazy thing is these are not all going to be one and done teams once they get there. So I'm looking forward to the tournament as always. But I think this could be a special year for the SEC and a run for multiple teams to get deep.
And hopefully this is the year that it's again. I think there's a progression we talked about yesterday. You know, with Coach White, that this
Ole
is the
Miss
year.
Too. I don't want to leave them out.
You're right. And I mean Auburn,
Alabama.
I mentioned, and hopefully they can handle it, Auburn's athleticism. You want to talk about above the rim, perimeter jump shooting? They got it all. It literally, I said to Carl, it was like watching like the Harlem Globetrotters and one video when they were dispatching Miss State the other day over in the Plains. But speaking of the Dogs, the big story today for guys who haven't had a chance to be on the internet or just you know you're busy, you're doing stuff, you work for a living. The story came out earlier today that a former Georgia quarterback, Buck Ballew, goes on his show and states he is hearing that Mike Bobo is stepping away because of health concerns. And then we immediately go into, whoa, what the heck is this about? Where's this coming from? We reached out to Rusty Manziel. He joined us earlier, and he said there's no truth to that. Now, I don't know where Buck got his information. I don't know. I know that we heard from Rusty that apparently Mike Bobo, Carl, is in South Florida recruiting. And also perhaps, you know, maybe influences the transfer portal decisions.
So, one thing, and I think hardcore Dog fans know this. I don't know if casual fans know this. Mike Bobo is a great recruiter. Has been, continues to be. Part of this offensive coordinator job and, hey, I'm not sure if he's calling the right place, that is certainly one aspect. But, Mike, this dude can recruit.
Right.
And that's not coming from just people around him. That's coming from people that I've heard who have recruited against Mike Bobo. When he went to Colorado State, Mike, he was pulling guys out of the South, and people were like, that kid wasn't even thinking about Colorado State. Bobo has game when it comes to that. So Kirby knows what he's got with Mike Bobo and how he goes about his business. But to your point about the health concerns and all this stuff that we were talking about as we started the show, I just feel like it's unfortunate. It's just another distraction, maybe not to Kirby because he's got so much going on. But, you know, it's one of these things where I don't have time to answer this. Like, we're trying to get the best kids we can right now in here. You just talked about he's in Florida trying to pull a quarterback, as Rusty was talking about. Texas, you know, has this kid right now, but it looks like he may turn. Who knows? But the fact is that's the intrinsic value of Mike Bobo. He can flat-out recruit. And for those of you who don't know this, Randy Mack has a special relationship with him. Ask Randy about how good he is as a recruiter. When next time you run into him or you talk to him, he will be the first one to tell you as well. I've heard this from other coaches who've recruited against him. So, Mike, I think that's a big part of this. Bombo's not looking to go anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere. God forbid he doesn't have any health issues. I think he's back, but I think they got to get better in certain positions to help him. And I do agree with you. They just didn't run the ball this year. And that to me was the fundamental issue. We thought this would be a run the ball, foundational, and it just never played out
that
way.
And a lot of that goes back to what we talked about with Rusty Manziel in the 2 o'clock hour. You can rewind on the Odyssey app and check it out. And look, these are hard decisions you have to make to compete in this incredibly more competitive than it's ever been at the top of the top 25. And if Stacey Searles, who's, again, a good recruiter, but apparently, you know, let's be honest, Georgia in the trenches, it just wasn't there. Sam Pittman was amazing. Matt Luke was great.
I think Pittman, to me, was better than Stacey.
I think way better, and I think Matt Luke's, and we didn't know about Matt, but Matt continued. Yep. He lost whatever it was, the interest for a minute, personal decision, whatever. He's back in the game now, but unfortunately there's been a fall off. It's been precipitous when it comes to the offensive line based on, use your eyes, what you know you saw in the Ole Miss game. Old Miss was doing the same things Notre Dame was doing. You saw the Kentucky game, which is kind of a red flag to start the season.
Yeah.
You know? Now, the good news is, you know, if you're Kirby, you can still get those recruits. But, man, I just think you've got to be looking to upgrade at every position. But if you're looking, if you're not a fan of Mike Bobo, I don't like sometimes how he lets the game dictate what I think he should dictate more of the game, run the football. Either way, he's not going anywhere. So the person, Buck, that started that rumor then later doubles down on social media going, I sure hope those rumors aren't true. Well, you started the freaking rumors. Either way, go figure that one. Ronnie Nabalsi, that story's behind a paywall, but he also gets a little more in-depth on how Mike Bobo, from his sources, isn't going anywhere. Speaking of Trevor Etienne in the run game, Etienne not getting a great grade from scouts. Mel Kiper has him amongst his top 10 running backs, but it's like, I hardly knew you, Trevor Etienne, this year, and I know you have some tape from Florida, but not sure where he's going to fall in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I wanted him to come back. Selfishly, as fans, we fall into this, right, where we think another year would do him good. Sort of like Carson Beck. To be honest, I think he made the right decision. It's not at Georgia, but another year would do him good. Is he talented? Yes. Explosive? At times. Is he by far the number one running back coming out this year? No. The kid out of Boise State is. Genty. And I think when you start talking about running backs, Mike, hate to say it, dime a dozen, in the NFL, you're already talking about third round.
You ain't lying.
Right? And so if you're not special, Bijan, you're not special. Saquon, you're not getting into the first round. So I'm not saying the kid's not an NFL player, but I'm kind of with the scout evaluators on this when you talk about what exactly is Etienne. And, you know, you didn't look, you don't look at his brother and go, well, that's what he's going to be. Right. You can't say that. You say that about James Cook?
Right.
You can't say that. So,
you know, we've talked about, you know, Georgia recruiting and just, you know, where you're at. How many guys? It was Jeff Sentell did an article today in Dog Nation talking about where Georgia has, how many dogs are remaining from the last four recruiting classes. From the 2022, just 36 players left. That's 11 of the 30. From the 2023, which again, signed the times with NIL, the transfer portal, all that. Of the 2023 class, 14 of 26 are still here, just 54%. And luckily, 2024 is 100% until we find out otherwise.
Crazy.
There is another transfer portal window after spring football. So it's just, you've got to be able to pivot, got to be on, again, you've number one, you've got to have the X's and O's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But the Jims and Joes, it's so fluid now, more like we've ever seen.
Yeah, retention used to just be built in. I recruit you.
Right.
You come, you sign, you're here for 4 years. You want to leave, you got to sit out a year. Nobody wanted to do that. And the guys that did it, they always paid the price. Now, retention is the hardest thing in college football. So I think that's what every coach is fighting, Mike. And to your point, that's why these rosters – and when you said that number, like if right. you said that 4 years ago, that
it's
number would have been completely different.
No, it's insane. All right, guys, your dog report right there on Dukes and Bell. The other story today – now, Carl and I were just talking during the commercial break here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We kind of knew this was going to happen. And we're talking about A.J. Minter leaving the Braves. We were under the impression that the Braves were not going to be throwing money at him this year in the offseason. And it's funny, I had heard the Texas Rangers was a spot for A.J. Minter going back on his neck of the woods. But apparently not the case. The Mets give him a 2-year, $22 million deal for A.J. Minter coming off an injury.
Not the Mets.
The Mets.
It's funny, Turtle and I were saying this, and I tweeted it out. I will never be mad at what A.J. Minter did for us in 21 with the night shift. That bullpen was special. And it's the reason why, you know, obviously in Freddie being clutch, one of the reasons why we won the World Series. But A.J. didn't have a great year last year.
Right.
And so if you're the Braves, Mike, we've been talking about where are you going to spend. If you spend, where are you going to spend?
Right.
I know it gets a good deal with the Mets, and they're spending a lot of money. Mets are all in, guys. Mets are all in. They're trying to win this division and be in the playoffs and be good for a long time. But I don't necessarily know if that's a make-or-break move for us, even though I like A.J. a lot, right, and I appreciate what he did for us in 21.
And by the way, there's an opt-out after
over.
Yes.
There's an opt-out after the first year, according to Ken Rosenthal, that was retweeted by Dave O'Brien. So, yeah, look, we love A.J. Everything Carl just said. He was a mainstay for so many years. But that's one that I just assumed he was gone. But a lot of Braves Nation kind of shocked and more upset that it's the Mets, of all places, he could have wound up on the MLB Monopoly Board.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Look, what's this bullpen going to look like? Chris, you said it. Us not having our closer, right?
Joe Jimenez, the setup guy. Yeah.
He's banged up with the injury. He's out.
Is a big deal. That outside of that right now, I got to wait to see what this bullpen's going to look like, man.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, pitchers and catchers, I think 18th or 15th or somewhere around there
in
February.
We need about three guys.
We do.
At least.
We do.
And, again, we did hear from Alex Anthopoulos, and Grant McCauley told us on Wednesday there'll be some action once the pitchers and catchers have already reported.
By the way, real quick, and we can get into this before we make our picks, this just coming down. According to The Athletic, the 49ers are prepared to make Robert Saleh the highest-paid defensive coordinator in NFL history.
Oof, going back home.
It is time for the picks. Carl's been kicking butt.
Yeah.
The rest of us, nah, not so much. But I know, I think I want to say 2 years ago, you won it last year.
Yep.
Carl's generally been above 500, but this year, Carl is in a zone. You're killing it. You're flying high, kid, but the air's pretty thin up there. Don't get cocky.
It is thin, and here's the thing. I think it gets more and more difficult here as we get closer to the end of the season. And I also think we said this to start the season. The college football start of the year was tough.
Right.
And the reason is this. What you thought you knew about some of these teams, we didn't because of the transfer portal.
Right.
And so teams, there was a bunch of turnover, and you said, oh, they'll be good, and they might not be good. And, like, for example, you go back. Who had Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois?
Right.
You know, in week two
after
or whatever.
After beating Texas A&M.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like the early part of the college season, and I'm using that as an example, but I just think it was tough to kind of look at some of these teams until we got six, seven, eight games in, Mike. And, look. Vegas knows that too.
you know?
That's why they got all those big hotels out there. But, all right, man. Who's in last place?
Big O.
I am officially in the danger zone, gentlemen.
Rome. Now, again, the good news is there's only a few weeks left to pick. But we have a rule, standing rule. If you get below 10 games, under 500,
you did save yourself,
though. You're out. Yes. I was perilously close. Well, I'm slipping back. I backslid since then. I'm just six games now. Under 500, not great. Orin is 18-26. I'm 19-25. Chris at 500, 22-22. And Kyle Dukes, he was 27-17. We did have Rob Tribble make picks for you, which flunked out. So you did not get to the 30-game threshold.
Yeah, Tribble.
You sorry about call that. Some in.
Oh, all right. Well, I did call O, and I said, hey, do you want me to send him? Yeah. And he said, no, Tribble's got you.
I blame Orin. Yeah. I blame Orin on that.
What?
Orin. But the last shall be first. What do you got for us this weekend? We got NFL playoffs and the championship.
Just throwing up prayers here, seeing if these things stick to the walls. I only have one line this week, one point spread this week, and that's give me Baltimore minus the 1.5 versus the Bills.
Hang on.
Oh, there's a clarification on this?
I have it at minus one.
Minus one? Okay, well, I'll take the minus one then.
Hey,
okay.
Helping out the big man.
Thank you, Chris. Just getting it out there.
I appreciate you, Chris. That's a very noble thing.
He is on Baltimore minus one, basically a pick'em.
Pick'em, yeah. The next two I got, I'm going to take some overs here because I suck at picking lines right now. So, yeah. Give me the Lions and Commanders. The over-under is 55.5. I think there's going to be points scored in that game. So, give me the over at 55.5.
Ooh. That means the Commanders score what? 24? 28?
That's the question. Can Jaden Daniels pull some of his magic, because you're needing the Commanders to score at least two or three touchdowns to get to that number.
They're going to have to score in that game to keep up with Detroit. So
they are.
Right. One way Lions or the other. Defense also still not fully healthy.
But getting, you know, their front seven is about what? Four and a half sevenths.
Yeah, full. They're missing. Yeah. They're just missing the big dog.
Right. The big dog.
Hutchinson.
Aiden.
Are they still saying, by the way, is he going
Super
to be available
they
if they get there?
The story Super that Bowl, Detroit yeah. Free Press says he could technically, hypothetically be available to Chris's point for the Super Bowl.
Mike, I don't believe it. I mean, well, like, what are we talking about? Him coming out and playing a play or him in the game?
A 20-snap pitch count. But remember, the one guy who did it, we saw down at the Super Bowl, Oklahoma running back, Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Adrian Peterson, because he's also a physical freak.
Came like back early.
1% body fat. But he was the one guy that was able to come back and be effective.
By the way, side note, Oren, before you make your last pick real quick, there was a viral video last night of Adrian Peterson Jr., playing football. He's about 8 years old, and he has Adrian Peterson's breakaway speed at 8 years old.
Well, you'd have that speed, too, if your dad's trying to hit you with a switch.
That's, oh, my God. That's cold.
Okay.
That's cold.
Oh, my.
I do remember that story, though.
Oh, my.
All right, Oren, what's next?
Well, Adrian's going to need him to pan out in the NFL, because those finances aren't looking great right now for Adrian either. So, my last one. Let's go another over here. The Bills and Ravens are at 51.5. I think they're going
to
be
Oren, it sounds like you're searching right now. Do you not have these picks ready to go? Yeah,
I do have them.
Like
they're
not prepared.
On my phone.
What are you prepared
phone.
To do?
Oren, it sounds like you're like, let me see here. Hold
no,
on.
It's written on my phone right now. I will send you the screenshot. The over
Carl's
is 51.5.
Right, voice is quivering.
Give me the over. Give me the over at 51.5 in Bills and Ravens. So I got Lions and Commanders, 55.5 over. Baltimore minus the one, the pick 'em basically versus the Bills, and then give me that same game, the 51.5, the over on the over under.
Okay, it's funny because you know it's like, what's that line from Goodfellas? I'm worried about you, Oren. You may fold at the questioning.
You know who Oren sounds like right now?
Did you guys hear it in his voice?
He sounds like Snuffleupagus.
Oh, come
That's
on.
What he sounds like.
I right don't now. Know,
Oren. What kick to these picks,
I
man.
I don't know, Oscar.
I don't
I guess
want
I'll
to be the one.
The over.
I don't want to be the one that doesn't get to pick the rest of the season.
I hear you. You're trying to save your world right
exactly.
now.
Like, right. I don't want to be that one. I can finish 9 under for the season, and I'm happy.
Okay.
That's a goal.
You stayed away from the championship game, though. Any reason?
I just didn't want to, I guess.
All right. I'm just right. asking. I'm just right. asking. Okay. All right, Turtle, what do you
I
got?
I can't break his chops. I'm only one game better than Oren, man.
Oh, well, all right.
No, I was good, then I was bad, then I was good, then I was really bad. Then
he
bad
who doth equivocate doth fail.
Right.
All right. Give me Kansas City.
Wait, hold on. I'm worse than you.
You're skipping.
Oh, let my
I was just – we were going – we were going to ignore that part.
I mean, no, because I'm not breaking Oren's chops. I mean, you're three games better than me, and I'm a game better than him. So, I mean, we're not exactly bringing the
but
heat here.
But you know where you want to go.
I know where I'm going to go. I'm going right to the national championship game.
Okay.
I've been talking about it, and I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to roll with it. And I'm going to talk like John Wayne again. What? Didn't the same thing happen last week?
You did.
I'll tell you what, Pilgrim, I really like the Buckeyes. And, yeah, I'm going to take the 9.5, minus 9.5.
It's not too rich?
No. Okay. I think Notre Dame hangs for a half. I think they can do some of the things physically.
Man, that sounds
Michigan,
rich.
That Michigan did.
Mike, again, I think, because I may be on this one as well, I have it at 8.5.
All right. Yes, please. Is that
MetQL? It went down. Yeah. It went down. We talked about it.
Yeah. I'm going by Vegas Insider, so I'm looking at all the different casinos. If you give me 8.5, I'll take 8.5.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I loved it at 9.5. I'll kill for it at 8.5. And by the way.
Man, that sounds like a lot of points.
Yes. I'm going to take that minus 8.5. Thank you very much. And I'm going to take the under. The under in that, which is now, I believe, 46.5. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So I'm going to go under. I don't think Notre Dame can. I don't believe Riley Leonard can handle the athleticism of the front seven of Ohio State. And yes, I do think it'll be close at halftime. But I think there's more depth for the Buckeyes. And I think. Even though Michigan did some things which Notre Dame can do, I don't think they can do it for four quarters. So that's why I'm going that way. And then finally, just to double down, I'm with Oren. If not now, when? Lamar Jackson. You've got to go. It's got to be now. I think even though Zay Flowers is supposedly not practicing for the Ravens, still got a lot of weapons.
Doubtful for the game is his official designation.
Yeah. I just think low four, that's Derrick Henry, man, and you let your man do your thing. Munkin learns from the mistakes against the Chiefs last year in the AFC Championship. I'm taking the Ravens minus the one.
Wow. All right. Turtle, what you got? This is our pick segment, guys, as we continue down through the end of the season, and we're having some fun with the games that are going on
now,
this weekend.
Now, the easiest one is probably the Chiefs minus 8.5, but I'm just trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Buckeyes minus the 8.5.
Man, that's rich.
Guys.
9 points game.
It's a lot of points.
No.
Man, it's a national championship game.
Riley Leonard has been skating by the thinnest of margins in these last couple of games.
All right, Freeman's going to have his guys ready.
I don't love.
Wake up the echoes. Up the... No, not going to happen.
You know who we talked about before in this game, Carl?
Who?
Caleb Downs.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Big game.
Yeah.
It's coming up against Riley
Leonard.
I'm
with you on that.
Who has not been great in these past couple of games. Give me OSU minus 8.5. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs minus 8.5.
That's the
over
bet.
The Texans.
That's the play.
Yeah, listen, it's a cute story with Houston overcoming adversity. Everybody had the Chargers last weekend. Kansas City's just 10 times better than them. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, in the divisional round, undefeated. He has astronomical numbers.
I'm with you. I wanted to bet the Chiefs. I just, you know, you and me going all the way back to when Lamar Jackson was coming out and the Bill Polian comments, which are kind of quasi-racist at the time. You know, I saw this. I've seen Lamar Jackson in person a number of times. Guy's a rock star. I was won over that Florida State whooping. We put 63 on the Noles.
Yeah, you left early. I remember. You called me. Oh, I can't stay.
Oh, I was...
Because you were so excited. I remember that year. You drove up to Louisville. You were so excited.
It was that beatdown was so bad that Louisville fans would literally come over and buy you a drink.
Was,
hey, man.
It was ugly.
Sorry, bro. You made the trip.
I remember.
But I've always been a Lamar Jackson fan. And I really, if not now, when? That's why I'm bet with my heart a little bit. But I think I'm with Chris. I think the Chiefs, if there's a no-brainer this weekend, it's Kansas City.
The other one, though, I'm surprised nobody else is on this. Maybe, Carl, you will be. Give me the Rams to cover the 6.5 versus the Eagles.
You already know. I'm definitely on that. That's your third game?
That's my third pick.
Mm.
Because
right.
I feel like they absolutely are. They might be the hottest team in the playoffs.
And they can take away. Right, they can limit Saquon. Not take him away.
Yeah.
They can make. I'd say they make Jalen Hurts beat me.
Correct.
And I'm not sure he can do it.
And don't look now. Over the past 7-8 weeks in the NFL, Matthew Stafford's playing as good as anybody.
I do agree with you. And here's the other thing. If you're telling me that this comes down to coaching, you want Sean McVay or you want Sirianni? I'm going McVay. I'll start there. That's where I'm going. I have that as an upset. Only to cover. I mean, look, the Eagles could still win this game, but we're talking about 6.5, 7 points. I think the Rams can hang, so I'm going to take a chance and roll with that. Man, you guys, I can't believe you guys picked Ohio State. But I'm also picking the Ohio State. They beat Texas. There's no one else I can talk about winning this national championship. They will win. They beat Texas by 2 touchdowns. You're telling me they can't beat Notre Dame by 8.5?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Right.
I think they'll score, and it'll be a good game first half, and then they'll roll away. That's how I feel. And then I'm with you guys. Look, I told Brian McFadden this. The Ravens are going to pose problems for the Bills with this run game. And the way Derrick Henry is running, they didn't stop him the first time, and they're going to try and stack the box and do all this stuff. Nobody's been able to do it all year, and they're not going to do it now. So I think the Ravens will win this game, and with it being a pick 'em, 1 point, or pick 'em, depending on what book you're looking at, I think you know the casinos are trying to get money on both sides.
Yes.
Because they know – but I'm going Ravens as well. Those are my three.
The only bugaboo I'll give you guys as a counter is something B-Mac touched on. Buffalo has Matt Milano back.
Yeah, big deal.
He's their best player on defense.
Big deal.
He's their run stuffer.
So if anybody can get Derrick Henry to be stopped, maybe it's him.
Yeah, the problem is when they start to run those RPOs and Lamar breaks you off for a quick 15 or 20 yards.
Right.
That's the issue. It's not just Henry, and that's the uniqueness of what they're doing. It is not a college offense.
Right.
Guys, the NFL takes their offenses from college. All the stuff you're seeing right now in the NFL has been taken from college football. They're doing that now in the NFL, and most guys are not used to defending that. Mike, they ran like a read option last week, and people were like, what is this?
The only hope is Lamar doesn't try to do too much early and then make that turnover that drives, in the past, drives you crazy. But I'm hoping this is going to be the year for those guys. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Those are the picks. Coming up next, a lot of folks say they should give Raina, our bartender, a jersey. She got you the W against the Suns, distracted the Phoenix team by wearing a low-cut outfit sitting baseline. We'll talk more courtside about the Hawks with your favorite CEO, our Toastmaster General Steve Kuhn, next. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, working our way towards 5 o'clock and quitting time. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Carl, and I and Chris and the gang, and we got a full house over here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Join the party, pal, and have some fun, man. And we'll talk more about the Falcons defensive coordinator search. Another interviewee today. We'll tell you who that was. But the big story today is rumors, unfounded apparently and reportedly, about Mike Bobo having some health issues, having to step down as Georgia's OC. And we later found out from Rusty Manziel today that that is erroneous. And there's been more reports out there saying that that's some bad information. Whoever dropped that, not going to name names, Johnny. On that note, let's talk to our favorite CEO from your Atlanta Hawks with a huge win, Carl, with the Skyhawks basically taking over. And that's our man, Steve Kunin. What's up, Steve?
I heard you, you were a little doubtful the other night that we were going to take down the Big Bad Bulls.
If you must know, I would have, yes, if I was a betting man, I would have said this would not have been good, because when you lose four of your five starters on the floor, it didn't seem that it would happen. But Carl can speak to this because he gets to see the Skyhawks more than I do, and those guys stepped up.
Steve,
man,
he did not know the power in the roster building that's going on down there with the Skyhawks. He had no idea. Listen, I had a friend hit me up, Steve, to your point, and we'll let you answer this, but to Mike's point, he says, Dukes, who's going to score tonight? And I said, what's the problem? Because I was at home. I was, you know, out. And I said, what's the problem? Because I didn't know. And he was like, they just announced Trey's not playing now. And I'm like, we'll be all right. Who they call up? And he said, some guy named Plout. And I said, he can play. Right. And I'll be damned, Steve, the kid showed up.
Yeah, not often do you get 46 points from two guys who played G League the night before.
It's
I'm
true.
Not going to doubt that one. I will tell you. That's just, I hope people are encouraged that sees what our scouts, what our front office is doing. And the brilliance of what they were doing, and why it kind of makes sense, and Carl, you know this, the Skyhawks are running Coach Quinn's offense with one of Coach Quinn's coaches, with everything is the same. So when they come up and they're plugged in, they know exactly what to do and where to go. Now,
it's true.
Yeah,
and that's
shoot why 95% from the floor, maybe not.
Yeah, but Steve, that's why it looks so natural for Keaton Wallace to do what he did the other night, and also for Daquan Plowden to shoot the ball the way he did. There was no nervousness, no hesitation. And to your point, that's the reason why. But you're right. I think it's good to see where our scouts are looking and how they're thinking about players. And the fact that we're able to use these guys and utilize them, I mean, if that was, three, four, 5 years ago with the Skyhawks not being here, Mike, you're short, you're down probably eight guys on the bench or whatever. But that was nice. That was a nice win, Steve. I thought it was a gritty win, too. I mean, it's not like the Bulls didn't have anybody out there.
Right.
No, I thought it was a great win. And then the coming back against Phoenix the night before, let's not forget, it was a road back-to-back, which has not always been a great thing for us. So I'm really proud of the guys. I'm really proud of our front office and Coach Quinn's group, who have put together a system that becomes really, really valuable when you get these injuries. And hopefully our injury bug goes away in the next few games and everybody's back at full strength, because I was looking at the East the other day, and we haven't played Philadelphia yet, but we've beaten every other team in the East this year.
Right.
And so I'm really curious to see, when healthy, what can we do? And hopefully we'll be healthy very soon.
It is Steve Kunin, guys, Hawks CEO, our weekly visit. And, yeah, we were at the arena before the Phoenix game. We learned that Jalen Johnson was out again and that DeAndre was banged up. So it's like, wow. I literally said on the radio before we got off the air, I said, Trey can take all the shots. She kind of did, and it worked out great. Steve, sidebar question. We've got a lovely bartender that works here. Has an NBA team ever thought about doing seat fillers with incredibly hot women to distract the players on the court when they're sitting courtside?
Well, we're fortunate. We're selling out our games, but it's a theory that I'd like to explore, but possibly another time, and certainly not publicly.
Well said. I hear you. No, that was a great win. Two games now over 500. By virtue of that win in Chicago, the Celtics are up next. I know MLK Day. I still think we could have played the game here. I digress. You feel this team is going to be aggressive at the trade deadline, or any idea what the philosophy is going to be?
I do know that we're going to look at a lot. We're already engaging in conversations, as you can imagine. And if the right opportunity, I'm giving you a non-answer answer, so you can stop me anytime. We're going to we're going to see what the opportunities are. I mean, There's obviously we have some needs, but it's playing under this new financial rules could create opportunities, so we'll see. I really don't know, but I'll tell you the work is being done. The work is being done. That I can assure you.
Is there any long-term designation now? Listen, I'm asking this because I have to, but I understand you've got to be careful because it is the NBA and there are bets and things that happen. But we are a little bit concerned about Jalen as a show. And I was going to ask you, is there any kind of long-term injury designation that might be down the road? Or we just is it day by day? What are we doing as far as him, treatment, and just kind of watching where this is going?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when you play as physically as he plays, you open yourself up to some nicks and bumps and bruises. And there's no concern. I mean, there's no concern. I think he's missed 7 games, which obviously his presence as a 2010-5, I think Giannis and LeBron and maybe one other player are the only ones who come close to averaging what he is. So it's glaring because he's such a contributor to our squad. But, unfortunately, it's part of the game.
Steve, I want to follow up. I know you know a lot of folks, obviously, not only in the NBA, being a CEO, but the entertainment business in your former life. And I just want to ask you about these fires in L.A. and the effect it's had, not only on the league. We've seen, obviously, the NFL move a game. I just saw Stan Kroenke's donating his foundation $1 million. You're just seeing people come out of the woodwork, and you would think that that's going to happen as, you know, those areas try to at least start the process of rebuilding. You've had friends affected, people out there. What are you hearing about the NBA and the Clippers or the Lakers and all that's, you know, because we still got a half the season to play.
Yeah, I was in Miami the early part of the week with all the teams. The Clippers and the Lakers came in to a president's meeting via Zoom. And still have a lot of business interest and a lot of friends in L.A. And whatever way it looks on TV, it's probably 50 times worse in reality. Literally, right. It looks like, you know, the strongest bomb that's ever been known to man has leveled these area fires. Fire is so insidious, and it just ran through out of control. This isn't a 1 or 2 year problem. This is a decade problem. And the conundrum that they're in is, you know, you've got to rebuild the city, but you also have taking it a little bit back to sports. You have to find a way for life to go on as normal. So the NBA has actually played games in Los Angeles this past week, and we're an indoor sport versus an outdoor because, you know, when your home burns, so does a lot of things that never should be burning, computers and a lot of, you know, very difficult things. So air quality, which has always been challenged in Los Angeles anyway, and the environment is really going to be stressed. And then you have the Olympics 3.5 short years away. You have, as we're so excited about World Cup coming to Atlanta, I think you have 6 or 7 World Cup games. You have a Super Bowl there in 27. And so you've got all these big events coming, but you've got to prioritize the day-to-day life of all of these people who have been displaced. So, you know, we've made contributions, did a lot of GoFundMe for people that are connected. And, you know, we're working with the Y to make sure, and the Y MCAs are our partner, to make sure that we're sending goods and services out there to help people. And I just urge everybody, do whatever you can, because these people are going to need help, and it's not short-term, it's long-term.
It is the Hawks CEO guy, Steve Kuhner, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Buckhead. Steve, for those who don't know, is also a TV executive, worked at Coca-Cola for many years, and then many years at Turner, so he gets the TV business. We were reporting earlier in the Blitz, Roger Goodell continues to bang the drum, maybe not so subtly now, Steve, saying, hey, it's just the next logical conclusion. NFL would move to 18 games. I know we've talked about it. You know, hell, I'm fine with the NFL going all the way to St. Patrick's Day. Do you ever feel the NBA would pivot? Because, you know, a couple of months ago, years ago, you've talked about saying, you know, wouldn't it be the worst idea for the NBA to start their season a little bit later? Would that ever be a reality?
You know, based on the success that I've had with doing this, no. But, you know, I will say that the NFL playing on a Wednesday during on Christmas certainly got people's attention. And also, the media world's changing. You know, in the old days, advertisers wanted you to be done before the third quarter started because there's more ad dollars in June. Well, with streaming and all the things that are going on, you know, in the innovation of delivering TV, there's always a possibility. So I just think that you got to give football its credit, and especially here in the South. Let's be honest. Football is king here in the South. And when football's over, basketball comes to the forefront, and basketball winding down, we start paying attention to baseball. It's just kind of our Southern calendar. So when people talk about having multiple sports in town, I consider the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech professional sports. And, I mean, before they became professional sports with paying players and everything, because the passion's so high. So I would love to see us start our season later. That's, you know, something that I think makes all the sense in the world. And, look, we had NBA games in the Olympics in August that were delivering 20 million people audiences bigger than the NBA Finals. So just don't tell me there's not an audience available.
No, true. I agree with you. I think you're 100% right, Steve. You should be calling the shots. Hey, man, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week, my brother.
By everybody who's in town enjoying our fair city, enjoy our city. It's a hell of a place. Who do we like, Notre Dame or Ohio State? I hadn't had time to listen.
Ohio. Yeah, we like the hairless nuts in this one, Steve.
Ohio State.
The hairless nuts. That's what we're going to leave our listeners with.
It's accurate. You look it up. Look up.
Mom,
Google
I'm sorry. I'll look for another job starting Monday.
That's our man. That's our boy, Steve Coonan. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. 5 o'clock, man. Quitting time. Join the party, pal. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Falcons. There are more interviews, Carl, as they look for a defensive coordinator, and more next week. And who's the guy? And who's it going to be? We'll talk about it. Who's the guy that makes the most sense based on this talent next?